You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
This is Leslie Kane, and you're listening to That UFO Podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to That UFO Podcast. My name is Andy, and normally with these update podcasts, I let you know what guests are coming up with some other little bits and pieces thrown in. However, I thought I'm going to add a little bit more to these. And this month, at the end, I've got some additional listener questions and thoughts around what folks have been getting in touch about in the last few weeks. A lot of it is namely their thoughts on the controversial drone UFO UAP incursions over UK airbases in the last kind of couple of weeks, month or so. That's still causing so much debate online, which is really interesting. What we'll do though is get to the normal update stuff first. What I'll do is let you know what kind of guests are coming up over the next couple of weeks. One particularly big one, I can tell you that much, and you probably will know who it is. I'm going to do a little self-promotion first though, and if you check out the link in the podcast, you're going to see a special Black Friday, Cyber Monday link to the Patreon site. Now, that gives you a taster, full month of December free for that service, and it expires at the end of December. It's limited to 50 links, and over half of them are gone. So thank you to everyone who's gave it a go, who maybe never signed up to the podcast before. No pressure at all, but it does give you access to the $3 tier. No commitment, no sign-up. But anyone who has ever thought about supporting but not quite taking the plunge, now's the time to give it a go. I can't stress enough how much it means, and you've heard me say this many times before, I'm sure. If you listen to these, those of you who do pay for the podcast, it makes a world of difference to me. And who knows, maybe 2025 is that year I can finally make it a go and make this my full-time day job. Who knows? I'm hoping so, folks, but more on that in the coming months, maybe. The Apple Podcast feed also has a 2-week free trial for the premium service too. So if you're listening to this on an Apple device and you're not fancying Patreon, click on That UFO Podcast, you'll see the premium option, double click the little sidebar and bang, you can sign up with a couple of weeks free trial as well. That gives you early access to shows, ad-free listening to shows, and there's bonus content on there as well. Normally if you type in the word bonus into your search bar, you'll see stuff that doesn't appear on the main feeds. Or if you are sticking to those free feeds and you think, to hell with you, Andy, I enjoy my content free, quite right. Still a massive thank you, but yeah, some freebies and a chance to check out that premium service as well. There is a new members only show coming in the next couple of days, I would imagine, and it is looking at the new Darcy Weir documentary, Dark Alliance, the inside story of the Cosmic Con, in which Darcy has explored the history of the Gaia TV channel and some of its more notorious names, Corey Good, David Wilcock and others, diving into deception and misinformation in the UFO topic. I think I've got Dan joining me for that one, folks, and that's probably one better for the members only feed because it's more discussion and speculation, and it's not gossipy, and I don't like to do that on the main podcast, but I suppose it's one of those kind of sidebars we like to kind of ignore sometimes in the topic because it can come with a little bit of nonsense, can't it? But it'll be interesting. I've watched the documentary now and I think it's worth the watch. It's free, folks, as well on Amazon Prime if you're in the UK, and internationally on Tubi, T-U-B-I TV, and Roku as well. And I'll stick the link in the description for that as well. So yeah. Anyways, this month I've got a few guests lined up and I'm actually already booking guests into January as well. Some really big names scheduled in for January, folks, with some stuff that may or may not be coming up in the new year. But I'm going to start with what I think will be the biggest talking point through, although for December, and what a way to round out the year, folks. James Fox, documentary maker and genuinely very nice guy, has his new long-awaited work, The Programme, due for release across multiple platforms. I'll stick the link in the description here. And if folks didn't know, James gets shafted with his previous releases, The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact, by the company who put those out. He made little to no money making those documentaries, and you can see how much effort goes into those. So please go and support and pre-order his latest if you can. Synopsis for this one on Apple TV reads, the programme goes behind the congressional hearings to leave sceptics astounded by new assertions from a growing chorus of high-level insiders who insist there is definitive proof we are not alone. What am I expecting, folks? Well, I'm expecting exceptional production values, because James doesn't do half-arsing it, a well-packaged summary of what we've got or how we've got to where we are, and also some testimonial from new whistleblowers or witnesses maybe behind those kind of silhouettes. I don't know. I've not watched it yet, but I will be soon, and I cannot wait to see it. I think that's one that is going to go down really well with folks. Next up on the podcast, author Warren Aegis joins me this week discussing his latest book, Close Encounters, Exploring the Mysteries of Alien Abductions. Warren was on with me a couple of years ago, and folks newer to the pod may not have ventured back that far to check out that interview. Warren's a wonderful researcher with a real passion and enthusiasm for the topic. In his new book, he dives into 40 cases to pore over the evidence that aliens have indeed visited the Earth. I greatly enjoyed speaking to him the first time round, and I was over the moon when he asked me to write him a recommendation to be included in his book. You can tell the work and effort he puts into these, and you could go a lot worse this holiday than pick up a copy for yourself, or even someone as a secret Santa. I think it's one of those things I would recommend to dive in to the UFO topic to folks. So yeah, please go check that one out. Any questions even for the interview with Warren about his book or any aspect of the UFO topic, please drop me an email, ufouapam@gmail.com. The link is in the description as well. Another guest joining me this month that will be quite interesting is Ryan Perkey. Now, I think it's Perkey. I first came across Ryan on the Global Disclosure Day stream by the New Paradigm Institute that happened a few weeks ago. Ryan's bio, he's a US expat living out in Hong Kong, and he's been there for about 5 years. His UAP interests are basically in course correcting from the direction the US has been on. He was studying and now an application surveying fund managers on their views of government disclosure. And I'm also looking alongside that to get Stan Ho on the podcast. Again, he's playing a big part in building that UFO research community out in Hong Kong. He's written books on the topic as well. So get your questions in for those guys, please. I'm hoping to get Stan on, but Ryan should be on around mid-December. So again, taking that international flavour from the UFO topic, Hong Kong, somewhere I've not really looked into or dipped into yet, as to what that conversation is like out there. So that should be a really interesting one, folks. I'd like to think they're all interesting and that's why you listen, so hey-ho. Over the holiday season, I'm hopefully going to take a few well-earned weeks off to spend time with the family, but I'm going to make sure over that period there are shows lined up, including a highlight show of the year 2024. That'll be clips from the podcast over the year, but I'm going to include some new audio from myself in between each of those and kind of take you through January, February, March, all the way through to December, as to what the kind of big highlights have been for me and the podcast as well. If there's anything that you think has stood out, and big shout out here, folks, this next couple of minutes I'm asking you lot to help me out here, make it your own. Anything you would like to hear that has stood out from me that I've put out this year with guests, or that you think has been a big talking point in the news, then let me know when it was and I'll go in and try and include that as well. Share it in the emails to me, please, or in comments. I don't mind including questions, your thoughts, highlights, or even lowlights, you know, disappointments. All are welcome and fair, so get in touch. On top of that, folks, I'd like to get another listener call-in show recorded with you. Yes, you listening right now. You. Drop over a message or email and join me for a chat. And it can be as long or short as you want, looking to discuss 2024's highs and lows, but also your hopes for 2025. If you only want to be on for a few minutes, that's fine. If you want to talk longer, absolutely go for it. If you want to send me over a voice clip, then feel free to record one and then email it for me. Just try and make the quality as good as possible if you're speaking into your iPhone or Samsung or whatever it may be. But yeah, please email me over, folks, and we can arrange the listener call-in slot. And like I say, it's really casual, just me and you, chatting between us recorded, and if you really hate it, I don't even have to put it out. But I've never had that yet. So no problem at all. If you want to get involved, look forward to it. All this and more to come over the next few weeks, plus a show diving into those telepathy tapes, easy for me to say. So many folks are talking about these, and there is a big connection to the UFO UAP scene as well. There'll be an end of year / new year breakdown show with some guests joining me across the month and into early January as well. Some other guests even into early January, whether you're on audio or video. So come on, get involved. If you have never thought about joining in with a listener call-in before, or if you're one of those, and I'm sorry you're out there, you've emailed me and I forgot to get back to you, drop me another one, nudge me, I've not ignored you, and we can get you on or even back on to the listener call-in. So the big increase recently I've seen in folks reaching out, emailing, DMing, and getting involved with questions, thoughts, opinions has been incredible, and I love adding these into the podcast because this is your podcast. This is what I like to think is a representation of the UFO community, the best parts of it, as to what people's opinions are. And it's really helped me shape the content and the feel from really early on. Now, that's the previewing stuff out of the way, folks. And I wanted to get to some really interesting posts from folks who have been in touch via email and DM, particularly about the drone incursion stuff in the UK. So to quickly bring you up to speed, if you haven't seen, now, since mid-November, there have been sightings of UFOs, drones, whatever you want to go with, over four US Air Force bases on UK soil, and these are continuing as we speak. There's been a lot of rumour, as you can imagine, a lot of conjecture and stories coming out, along with some pictures, videos and whatnot. But what is categorically true is there are objects over these bases. I just hosted Tim McMillan, who is for many a well-known investigative journalist with connections right up to the top of the UAP ladder, Chris Mellon and the likes. He believes these are almost definitely drones from Russia. Given heightened political tensions, the UK and US sending missiles to Ukraine, etc., that it's posturing from Moscow, basically. Tim's lived in Germany for some time on a US military base, so he is used to this sort of thing as well. I would ask folks, if you haven't listened to it or only listened to the start, go and check it out. Don't let it make up your mind by any means, but just maybe it's going to give some additional context as to what these might be. I'm always trying to keep an open mind on this topic. It certainly brought out a lot of passionate responses from folks on all different sides of what this could be. Let's be fair. Some people think these are true UAP, you know, non-human craft of some times. And a few messages I've got are, they are UFOs just by nature because we don't know what these unidentified objects in the sky are. Yeah, but when we say UFO, you and me, we mean alien, non-human, don't we? So yeah, so some people think that. Some think they are Russian drones or at least human adversarial drones. Others, maybe something in between. And do you know what? Generally, all fair commentary. Just before I get to some of your comments, here's a quick sponsor from myself. If you're on the free feeds, and again, thank you so much for listening. If you find it useful, use the link, support the pod, and get a good deal for yourself. If you're on the paid feeds, you won't hear the advert, and we'll carry on. This podcast is sponsored by Huel, H-U-E-L, the world's number one complete nutrition brand with over 400 million meals sold worldwide. Yep, that's right, 400 million. Huel is trusted by people like you looking to fuel their days with convenient, complete nutrition. It's been a non-stop year. I think at this count, I've put out well over 100 shows, and there's more to come over the holidays as well. I try to watch what I'm eating, especially at this time of year. It's easy to grab some of the kids' chocolate out the fridge, folks. Hold my hands up on that one, especially before I go to record with a guest or research a show. But what's really helped me start to look at my diet again is getting Huel into my meal rotation. The Black Edition chocolate or vanilla flavours are favourites of mine, the chocolate one especially, I mentioned that before. They're a complete meal with all the nutrients you need to thrive. They also have a huge 35 grams of protein in a bottle if you're looking at your kind of protein and macro intake as well. That's massive. If you're listening to this looking for something new to kickstart a regime that's going to help lead to a healthier lifestyle that doesn't involve intricate recipes, loads of ingredient shopping and time you simply don't have, then Huel could be right for you. Nothing easier than grabbing a cold bottle out the fridge, kicking back and watching a UFO documentary. I literally have done that in the last week, folks. I am not lying to you here. Or indeed grab one and listen to a good podcast. Or this one, whatever floats your boat. Don't wait and support the pod direct with this special offer. That's 15% off plus a free gift for new customers with the code THATUFO at Huel.com. Unlock a healthier, easier way to eat with Huel. Nutritionally complete meals in minutes so you can focus on what really matters. Right, folks, on we go. And this is the new section to the update. And hopefully it brings in some of you who maybe don't want to hear what guests are coming up and you're looking for conversation and discussion. So thanks to everyone who contributed. This is just a flavour. If anyone, I'm going to get better at organising this stuff going forward as well. So if you send me in an email, please put listener question or listener comments in the heading. And what I'll be able to do is find it far easier and compile these into shows as well. So thank you, folks. Anyway, I've got John first up talking about the UK drone incursion. So John says, "Hi, Andy. Long time listener, first time caller." Well, you've mailed in here, John, but I get the gist. "Just wanted to send you a couple of bits on the RAF Lakenheath Mildenhall Feltwell activity. First off, I use your podcast as a benchmark. It's never sensationalised, and being a fellow Brit, it gives me a view very similar to my own without the US tinge that other podcasts may have. So thank you for that, John. I appreciate that. Your interview with Tim McMillan was very informative, based and full of common sense. There are folks who disagree with Tim, by the way, if you think I'm just reading out emails here, folks, so people who agree. And you'll see that from John as well. I just want to add a couple of bits of info and thoughts on this drone influx. As someone who lives within earshot of these bases, I can actually hear the F-15s in the air right now, and have done for over 40 years. I feel there are a couple of things that Tim mentioned that need to be corrected." So John says, "Tim mentioned that he believes that the scrambling of jets at Lakenheath is a usual scenario, and there are lots of training exercises that take off at all times. He's very correct in this fact, but what he failed to mention is that these jets were scrambled on Thanksgiving and over the following weekend. To my knowledge, and from US Air Force social media content, the base is closed down for flights over these holiday periods, and always have been in my 40 plus year knowledge. The base has only resumed training this morning, as I can now hear. To send up jets on Thanksgiving is unheard of in my knowledge." Secondly, he says, "Because the base has scheduled shutdown for the 4 days over Thanksgiving, you tend not to have plane spotters camped outside the base that weekend, leading to virtually no social media posts or photos on those days. I can assure you there were jets up in the air on Thanksgiving, and they were flying in circles around the base. There were also RAF Chinooks in the immediate area. This is not normal activity over this holiday period. I do find it extremely worrying that if you are trying to force your way into any of these bases, they have extremely weaponized guards at each entrance, and there are warnings you will be fired at in the event you attempt to enter the bases unauthorized. But it seems to be with literal impunity you can fly objects directly overhead. I believe this also shows how far we are behind the curve technologically in our armed services, and only goes to reinforce the fact that actual UAP activity is not secret military programs. If they can't stop two or three radio-controlled propeller-driven drones, I do come down on the side of Tim's assumption that it is probably Russian drones, probably launched from container ships in the North Sea, around 30 miles away from the bases. Anyway, love the podcast. It's always my go-to for discussion. Cheers, Andy. Keep up the good work." Thanks very much, John. You're sincerely John, and thank you to John for that. I really appreciate it. And thank you for correcting a few things there. You're far more local than Tim is. Obviously, Tim lives in an Air Force base out in Germany. A lot of folks maybe don't know Tim's background as well. And I wasn't getting Tim on to say, "Tim's right, everyone should listen." But it was just a different side to that story. There's no one I know I can get on who can talk about the UFO or non-human aspect to this story, because we literally only have the sighting of some objects in the sky. And like you say, John, it does make sense. These are drones. This is just pure speculation. I don't think that they aren't trying to shoot them down deliberately. I just don't think they want to shoot them down. And I think I mentioned on the recording with Tim, would it not be easier to let them buzz about, given they aren't doing anything and they probably know they won't do anything? They will know where these are from, and then follow them back to source, which allows them to monitor these things better in future. Who knows? Because I imagine they've not stopped them at source, which is why they are where they are. So thank you for sending that in. Another one from Paul on the drone incursion. So, "Hello, Andy. Lately, a lot of the talk about UAP is that they might be some sort of drone tech that has been developed. I'm sure you've seen the reports of them being spotted over military installations all over the world, and even in the UK. Do you think this is due to rising nuclear threats from Russia? Do you think this is a way of them showing themselves to us? I reject that this is some tech we have, because this has been seen for as long as these sightings were reported. And if we did have the tech, we surely would have used it by now. It would be the biggest technological advancement ever, and I'm sure tons of money would be made. I don't think we have anything even close to what these things are. What do you think is the reason they have been seen at military bases recently? Love the pod. Thanks." So thank you, Paul. So do I think it's a rising nuclear? I think this nuclear situation has been around for a long time. It's pretty rough at the minute. obviously. I'm not an expert in politics, but remember a good few years back we had North Korea kicking off, we had India and Pakistan kicking off with each other, and tensions get extremely, extremely heightened. It makes sense, given that drone technology is one of the big, big things being talked about. If you go into any of these aviation or military journals and whatnot, they're all talking about drone warfare being the next big thing. So I imagine they do have some incredibly good drones kicking about, especially for surveillance. They're so easy. They must be so relatively cheap to make as well than a satellite having to put it in orbit. And you can fly it right over the top. And to be fair, they're disposable, aren't they? Really, you know, you can lose a drone, but I'm sure losing a satellite is far more expensive. And again, you're not talking about drones you're buying from your local Argos or Walmart or whatever your local kind of supermarket is. These are some modded out and kitted out drones. Listen, if a balloon could get over the continental US in North America as easily as it did, then, you know, I'm sure these little drones are coming and going. And the UK and the US will be doing the same in Russia and China and North Korea and multiple other countries as well. So right now, I've not seen anything that makes me think otherwise. The incursions in the UK are drones from Russia, more than likely. That's probably it. If anyone has anything really good otherwise that they think, and thank you to the folks who have, a few folks have emailed anonymously to say various bits and pieces to me that they don't want to give me their names or positions, but are assuring me they're, you know, professional, they are where they are, and they think these things are more anomalous. Thank you so much. And that is something I take into consideration. But right now, if I had to jump on one side of the fence, it's the human drone aspect of it. There is so much to enjoy and discuss around the UAP UFO topic. I can see why this has caught folks' imagination. Let's see where it goes. On that, similarly around the same time these stories have broken, there is a story about the Manchester Orb, of course. So now, Frank emailed in and said, "Hi Andy, interesting discussion about the Manchester Airport object this week with Tim McMillan. I watched the YouTube video after the show and recognised the object was very similar to one I saw flying over Bakewell a couple of years ago. I was walking on the road from Chatsworth to Bakewell, just past the crest of the hill, and the object was about the same height as me, following the route of the valley heading from the Buxton direction. No sound and a slight curve to its movement as it followed the valley floor. It was black, dark grey, and about the size of a fridge. A light plane crossed its path a few minutes after it had passed, so it was easier to estimate the size. To me, it was probably the same sort of object as the Mosul Orb. In my view, I think the airport video was probably genuine. Cheers, Frank." So thank you, Frank. Yeah, the Manchester Airport Orb, plenty of news outlets have now reported that it was back in June, and the video and pictures have only just recently come out. The one clear picture is pretty interesting because the object does look a bit odd and it looks sort of genuine, but we're missing that middle piece, aren't we? There, you've got a video of a small object in the sky and you've got a picture of the object on the ground. If only we could get the bit in the middle of the object coming down or taking off. I get you wouldn't necessarily have both depending on when you saw it and what was happening, but you would have certainly filmed it leaving again, it sounds like, or someone would have. It would be great if that would come out. Until then, this is one I think you have to file under. Incredibly interesting. As usual, I'm always prepared to be disappointed with most of these things. But the object does look odd. I am wary of a lot of folks who have enhanced the contrast and colour to bring out certain aspects of it. That can give a false impression of what the object truly looks like. I don't know. It could be some kind of balloon, but it could be a pretty cool looking orb thing. You know, I've always said, what does real look like? Is this a possible that this is what real looks like? Absolutely. So I'm very, very open-minded on this. But like I say, I like to try and keep a distance from these things and just kind of see. But I don't know. I think I'm really 50-50 on the Manchester Orb thing. Sam gets in touch again on the drone situation. "Hi, Andy, long-time listener and supporter of the podcast." Thank you, Sam. "I would love your take on the recent and currently ongoing UAP activity over the UK and US. I've also seen the photos of the UAP at the airport, which, coming from a pilot, holds a lot of weight. Speculation on the UK and US moving nuclear materials around and the UAPs seemingly being triggered by wars and nuclear escalations seems to hold merit." Probably similar to what I've shared above there, Sam, to be honest. I get the nuclear connection. It does seem a couple of those bases do have or have been rumoured to be kitted out with nuclear materials, at least, given when you're talking about the military and nuclear materials, they never officially confirm, oh yes, this is where we're hosting nuclear missiles for the US and the UK. They're not going to do that. But there's strong rumours certain ones are. So that would go hand in hand with the idea that these things are attracted to nuclear material. I think we've heard enough that the US especially is able to or has tried to bait UFOs or UAP out over the water and other locations with nuclear materials as well. Yeah, again, right now with this situation, I can't see that 2 + 2 = 4, which would be US and the UK have pissed off Russia again. And, you know, not that Russia doesn't always do it and deserve it necessarily. I'm not going into the politics of the whole thing. Let's stick to UFOs. But the UK and the US have annoyed Russia. Russia is annoyed at the UK and the US. They are posturing and they have sent drones over some of these sites. That's it for me. And even some of the videos I'm seeing shared online of... And I'm colourblind, folks, so when people show videos of red and green lights flashing, they just look like lights to me, unfortunately. But the one I saw, people were trying to claim this object was a triangle, but it's clearly an aircraft, it's a plane. And that's the kind of stuff where I just ask folks to be wary, especially if you're posting on social media. Don't give ammunition to the debunkers, the trolls, or the public looking at this and thinking there may be something here. Because, you know, just because someone dips into the drone incursion thinking they're UFOs, they find out they're not UFOs, but they stay around in the topic because it's piqued their interest. So, yeah, interesting one. And what we'll do is a couple more, slightly off-piste from that one. We've got a sighting from Greece. So, from Derek, he says, "Hi Andy, I have a curious one for you. I live in Rhodes in Greece, west of the airport and the military base. I lived in Zante for 7 months in Greece, Zakynthos. I was a holiday rep with Thomas Cook, so a little peek into my background for folks. I've seen all aircraft types on a daily basis, from commercial to firefighter to military, both fixed wing and rotor, plus my fair share of drones. But last week, while harvesting my olives, which basically means looking up and knocking olives off the branches onto nets on the ground, while looking up, I noticed what looked like a falcon, the bird, not the spaceship, with its wings tucked in like a dive, but it was going in a straight horizontal direction, northbound towards Turkey. It was travelling more than 100 kilometres per hour and never once flapped its wings, and I watched it until it was out of sight. I was at an elevated site with an unobscured view across the strait that separates Rhodes from Turkey. It was silent and no higher than a couple of 100 feet. Its flight path took it directly under a couple of bursar circling on terminals." I don't know what that word was meant to be, but I imagine it's just stuff on the or aircraft on the runways. "It struck me as something impersonating the shape of a falcon, but forgot about movement. It was a warm, cloudless day with no wind. I'm curious if anyone has seen anything similar. Love the show, keep up the good work. Regards, Derek." So yeah, really interesting one. I'm always open to hear people's sightings and whatnot. Has anyone seen anything similar? Maybe falcon-shaped, bird-shaped, but not behaving like a bird. Pretty strange one. So thank you for sharing that one, Derek. And finally, Liam. "So I hope all is well," Liam says. "I'm sure you have already been recommended this." I have, Liam, by a lot of folks. "But if not, I can't stress enough how important it is that you listen to all episodes of the Telepathy Tapes podcast. It really is paradigm shifting. And if you really listen to it carefully, it potentially answers a lot of the UFO questions we all want to know and brings us closer to the truth. This podcast has changed my worldview dramatically. Even though I have suspected some of the truths that come out, it offers a lot of validation for me, and I'm sure will you too. Go well." Thank you, Liam. And yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, those telepathy tapes, I'm going to have Nathan joining me on the podcast. He's been on a few times before. Always looking for a way to bring Nathan back on. And Nathan is one of the co-hosts on Liminal Frames. He is one of the co-hosts on Calling All Beings. And he's got a wonderful insight into the UFO topic as well. So yeah, that's a good reason to bring him back on. And I'm going to get those listened to, folks. And we'll do a bit of an episode discussing those too. And I'm sure Dan wants to chat about those as well. So on the breakdown that we do in the next couple of weeks, we'll cover that again there. But yeah, it'll have its own standalone separate show as well. So thank you so much. And if you want to get involved in any of these, please, the best way to do it is send me over an email to UFOUAPAM@gmail.com. gmail.com. Like I say, thank you. That's just a selection of the emails and stuff being sent over. And if I've missed yours, give me a nudge or a follow-up. My memory is truly awful. And like I say, I'm trying to sort out this stuff to be better and bigger going forward into 2025. That's all from me. My final shout out, folks, is remember to check out that Black Friday offer for the Patreon in the description. Make sure you check out the free trial on the Apple Podcasts app as well. Or if you're just listening on the free feeds, thank you so much for all of you who interact, who listen, and have made 2024 a wonderful year for the podcast. But listen, this isn't the end of the year yet. It's not over yet. Still lots of news to come. And I think that big talking point is going to be James Fox, the programme. So let me know what your thoughts are. Drop me an email and I'll get you onto the listener call-in show as well. Speak soon, folks. That is all for this episode. Thank you very much for tuning in. Don't forget to leave the podcast a review on your chosen platform. Apple and Spotify do make a huge difference to the algorithm. If you're checking the show out on YouTube, please don't forget to like and leave a comment on here as well. Any sharing you do is very much appreciated on any social media platform. And finally, you can listen to shows ad-free and sponsor-free in their glorious full versions by subscribing for less than the price of a coffee on Apple, Spotify, just search That UFO Podcast Premium. YouTube, you can sign up and be a member, or you can do that through patreon.com. Thank you very much for listening, folks.
It wasn't a tic-tac and not quite a saucer, more like a hubcap designed by Chaucer. A little baroque and quite steampunk, like Alice was playing bass for the Parliament of Funk. The little fucker hovered right outside of my window, and when I shoved out the screen, he made it an issue. I don't think he expected me to see his ass, but I'd had some champagne and smoked a little grass.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.